Tell Tommy that we only talk about the original Karate Kid and that we don't talk about...
Oh, Jaden Smith is not the Karate Kid. It shouldn't even be spoken of.
We're not speaking
in
of
the
it.
Same words. And fucking Jackie Chan, fuck you. You're not Pat Morita.
Nobody said one thing about the Jaden Smith
thing. I did. I'm talking directly to Tommy right now.
Oh. Johnny's in rare form today.
All right.
Yeah, I drank about a case of beer yesterday.
I was just going to say, 24 beers yesterday.
At least.
Yeah. So there could have been more.
Probably. It's.
Well, how do you say 80 in Spanish?
John?
80.
Something. Ocho.
I can count up to like 30, and then I'm out. I have no idea. I mean, eight would be ocho, case, so and 10 is...
Diez.
So... ocho diez.
That's 18, I think.
No. 18 would be...
ochenta.
Ochenta.
Diez y ocho.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It goes once, doce, trece, catorce, quince, and then...
ochenta.
Diez, yeah, right.
Yeah, they're both fucking weird. What's that like, John, taking LSD?
I'm just John. I said, I'm going to burn it down. I used to suck dick for coke.
Welcome back, everyone. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode ochenta. That's 80. That's what I've been told. Joining us this week is John Madera.
John Madera. Miller Lite. Best friend.
Ryan Vu.
Oi.
And Casey. And Jim.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Johnny's in rare form.
He is.
This morning. I'm excited.
This is the Johnny M Show.
Finally. It only took us 80 episodes.
I am not Morgani, dude. I'm not going to run this show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I did the Brazilian hello from Morgani.
Oi, oi.
Last time I was here, I brought snacks, and Jimmy was pleased.
You brought a goddamn stromboli this time.
Well, yeah, and I texted you.
You'll be moving in soon. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
My text reads, pick your poison, stromboli or pizza? And Jimmy replies, boli. It's like two pizzas. One text. Next text is, much better bite to content ratio.
It is.
And then I replied, done. I like the way you think.
I mean, it's silly. Would you like a pizza or would you like a pizza on top of another pizza?
Is
sealed
it?
At the ends. Yes. How is it not? How is it not? It is literally a stuffed pizza. It's pizza dough with shit on the inside of it.
But he didn't buy a stuffed pizza. They have stuffed pizzas and they have strombolis.
It's a misnomer, really.
Stuffed pizzas actually are not as good as a boli.
I agree.
I've gotten stuffed pizzas before and I've been disappointed.
The stuffed pizza is not really anything stuffed. It's just a layered pizza, right?
Yeah.
It's not. Well,
it's almost like a pizza sandwich,
no, it's
right?
Over? No. So that's the main difference then.
Right.
The stromboli is essentially a folded
yeah,
over
it's a
pizza.
Pizza that's closed.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
A so pizza. Closed
a lot of
time, pizza.
A lot of times I make it a calzone
like closed
too. You
to
know,
the
I get
public.
The ricotta cheese in there, but I didn't want to get too squirrely today. You
see,
know,
that's not a stromboli then.
It's a what? Calzone.
That's a calzone.
What? Yeah. What?
With
yeah, the what? Cheese makes the difference.
What?
Yeah.
Head blow.
Ricotta.
Ricotta. Casey's gonna lose his mind. Yeah, that's my brother about it.
Oh,
I'll tell you
shut
that.
Your brother.
We call it the cheese.
Oh my god.
And the pepperoni.
How's he doing?
The mozzarella.
He's good.
He just moved yesterday, which god damn it, I missed it.
Oh, bummer. Sorry to hear that you didn't.
It was my son's birthday. His birthday was Monday, but we had the
you
party
missed your
yesterday.
Son's birthday.
No, I missed my brother moving.
So your brother missed your son's birthday because
yes.
He was moving.
Yes.
Prick.
Hey. What a day to move!
Yeah, way to go,
he
Justin.
Be, he hired a couple guys to you know help him move and stuff, the big stuff. But yep, I wanted no parts of that. You know what I did? What I offered? I gave him my hand truck. You can borrow my hand truck.
Your whole hand truck.
The whole thing, yeah.
Is it a good one?
I made sure the tires were inflated and everything.
Yeah, it came with a U-Haul truck once.
I bought a real one.
Is it a commercial grade? Because I could use one.
It's said to hold about 800 pounds.
So it'll move. It cost me like
$60. Yeah, yeah. You can have it.
Oh, I can have it now. I don't need to just borrow. I can keep it.
No, you can borrow it. No, okay.
Take it.
I would like it back. Do you have a fork? Yeah, if you would like to use it, yeah, you can have it.
Do you have a hand truck for sale?
I will in about 24 hours.
$40. Cool.
You guys realize I do own pistols as well.
Are you letting us borrow them?
No.
Okay.
Johnny, whenever we were here last, we were talking about our favorite
25
comedy movies. And I told the story about how you and I would transfer copies of Dumb and Dumber back and forth to each other.
VHS tape.
Yeah, VHS.
And you grab it out of I'll take it from your place and smile at you. As I walk out the door, you do the same to me.
Yeah, my TV used to be right by the door at that apartment that I lived at. And with all my movies stacked there, and Johnny's walking out the door, and you just see his arm. He's been eyeing it the whole fucking time he's there. He just walks out the door, doesn't even look, just grabs it right off the shelf.
That thing went back and forth. And you know what? I know where the eventual, settling place of that VHS was. It was, 8-9 years ago. My brother hurt his back real bad at work, and he was out for like almost 2 months. And my mom said, "Do you have any movies or anything? Justin's laid up in the house." I'm like, "I have a VCR, and I have like 2 boxes of movies that I'll never watch again in my life." And Dumb and Dumber was in there. So, yeah, my brother
and Justin has mine.
Justin has it. And I bet it's in a trash can or in a fucking landfill by now. I doubt he saved his VHS tapes, but.
Is that not?
You okay?
That sauce is excellent. I asked for it extra. That's why I got 2 cups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that warm? Do they give it to you warm?
No.
Really? Interesting.
The sauce usually is not warm. Try it. No, put some in your mouth. I don't think it's warm.
I'm going to put some in my mouth. It's going to be on top of this stromboli that I'm going to eat.
You're very dainty the way you apply the
sauce. You're very commandful when you're telling me how to eat my fucking stromboli.
Hey.
Put the sauce in your mouth, Joe.
It puts the lotion on the skin. It does this or else it gets the hose again.
You don't know what pain is.
It's cold. Cold sauce?
Cold sauce.
Huh.
It's all right.
All right. What else, Johnny? You got a ticket. Your speeding ticket. Tell
speeding
us about
ticket.
It. Boo doesn't know. Jimmy doesn't know about this.
I forget the exact date, but
you're gonna need to know.
My little one, my new son, had a little bit of jaundice, and we had to go to the hospital, and he had to have a little blood drawn, which is really tough because he's so small. It hit his little vein, and anyway.
Oh, the newborn.
Yeah, my first son had that as well. It's a thing with bilirubin, which nobody knows what the fuck that is, but it's. Something with the blood. Anyway.
Oh. I didn't know who Billy Rubin was, but it's...
Billy Rubin is, yeah, it's a blood...
It's not a who, it's a what.
It's a what.
Gotcha.
Exactly. Anyway, there can be... there's 2 different kinds. Anyway, my youngest son has the lesser of the kind, so it was fine. And we went to Toys R Us, going out of business... Big sales.
Buying them out, baby. There's nothing for sale.
I dropped over $800, and I saved $300 in the sales.
Oh, well, if you save $300.
But then on the way home, I'm in a good mood. I'm talking to my wife. I can't even see out the back of my car. I have so much shit.
That's
in
how
the
much
car.
Stuff you had to.
And then the policeman comes. And Trisha sees it in the rear view or the side view mirror. Like I said, I have so much shit in the back, I can't see out my back.
You didn't even see him coming.
No. And, yeah, he rocked me for 72 and a 55, and I...
Where were you? 222.
12, heading towards Muhlenberg, coming from Berkshire Mall towards my parents' house to pick up my kid. We had the little one with us.
Where, John?
11th Street exit is where he...
Stady?
No, Muhlenberg.
Really?
But anyway, so he pulls me over and stuff, and it was cool. He was all right, and, I asked him, I said, I'm going to... plead not guilty to this.
I had all these presents in the back. I couldn't even fucking see you, dude.
I did not say that. But I said, I'm
keeping the white man down. Is that what you said? Fuck you, man. Just driving around my family, just trying to keep me down. Sorry.
You don't like Portuguese, man.
It's something Portuguese, isn't it?
I said, I'm going to plead not guilty to this. I said, I just don't want any points. I said, I'm really not concerned about the fine. And he said to me, I can neither confirm or deny helping you with that. He said, but things have a way of working themselves out. So I went to Dean just this past Thursday. And when I walked in, it's just Dean sitting there behind his, you know,
big desk.
It's not that big, but it's pretty big.
Jan made that.
He's raised up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I did have to lift my arm a little bit to shake his hand. But the cop walked right up to me. He goes, hey, I knocked you down to 5 over, 16 to 55. You good with that?
There was no hearing at all. It was just you and them in a room.
Yeah, just the three of us.
That's how it goes when you're normal and you don't have drugs in your car.
Yeah, dude, I'm not a criminal. Like, I don't have a record. Like,
he wouldn't know that.
I'm sure he could look that shit up. I was arrested one time, and that was in 1999.
Really?
For what?
That's it.
My DUI.
Oh.
I had a DUI when I was 18. That was...
Remember when we were driving in Shippy's
five,
car?
5-6 weeks. No, we were Shippy's car. I remember that.
They called your mom to come pick you up.
Dude, I had a big fat bag of weed in my pocket, and I said to Shippy, I said, like, dude, what do I do with this weed? He goes, stuff it in the seat, man. I'm like, really?
Was I driving?
You were driving, and you were sober. But Jimmy was sober. Me and Shippy were fucking smoked up and drunk as shit. But Jimmy was driving.
Sober.
Sober.
Might have been the last time.
but they let them go and they kept me there and made my parents come pick me up.
They called your mom and we all stayed there until she came.
Why?
And it was fucking Justin fucking...
There's a cop on live PD named...
He had a hot sister.
I shit you not.
That cop was a little fucker, but he had a Napoleon complex.
Allie.
Yeah. It was her brother. He was a little fucker, but he was a real tough guy. Anyway, if you can hear me, fuck you, Justin.
They live in Florida now. Real estate.
Realtors.
Anyway,
real estate.
Catching up on Facebook.
Not really, fuck you, Justin. You were doing your job. It's okay.
He doesn't listen, John.
You were a dick.
Anyway.
You were a dick about it. And your sister's fucking hot.
Just so you know, I'm pretty sure he's a Singing Spring cop now.
Nah, whatever.
Man. Why did your mother have to go and pick you up? Were you drunk,
mother?
Because I think I would.
Why did your nail have to come
before, That was before I broke my head, so like I was probably 18 or 19. Like I wasn't a.
Do you remember the time that you and I were driving, doing nothing illegal around the Antietam Lake, and we were smoking a cigar, and I got pulled over, and we panicked because we were smoking a cigar and we were underage. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
You're all asking me. I feel like I'm the fucking midpoint of all these
conversations. I don't know where we're coming from. And like we're like in front of Walmart, and you had that beautiful, that like windy one or whatever. And the guy yelled at us like he was like a security guard.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
And he's yelling at us, and Jimmy's like, "Fuck you! You're a security guard." He's like, "You tell us to pull over." He's like, "Fuck you!" He's like, "I'll beat the shit out of you." He's like, "What are you gonna do? You're a fucking security guard." Yeah.
He's telling me he's gonna pull us over. He's screaming, pull over. And as he's pulling into the Walmart parking lot with his Walmart security, fuck you.
And I'm like, dude, old man, you really want Jimmy to get out of this car? It's gonna be bad for you.
Nothing to lose, baby.
but I'm holding the ball. And Jimmy's yelling at this guy. I'm just like, I'm just John.
I'm just. There's the title.
But seriously, this guy had fucking balls, and he's yelling at Jimmy, and Jimmy's, you know, a pretty, you know, intimidating presence.
You could say fat.
I don't want to say that.
Stromboli was delicious.
There's more, buddy.
I know.
But anyway. I'll never forget, this guy just fucking out of the blue, he's fucking yelling at us. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
You still haven't explained why Janelle had to come pick you up.
Oh.
I don't think you'll ever get that explanation. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, I don't know why that
I was
happened
the only
either.
Sober person there. Oh. I think they were drunk.
Right. And, you know, So we were like 19.
I think you were just drunk and like, yeah, or 18 or 19, and the cop was just like, all right, belligerent. Fuck you, I'll call your mom.
Maybe a little belligerent.
No, I don't think anybody was belligerent. I think we were terrified because there was a half ounce of weed stuffed in the middle of the back seat.
Yeah, Shoopy was cool about that.
Fucking.
I'm like, dude, I got so much blood in my pocket. I wasn't so happy about it. Stuff in the seat, man. I remember that car was like an old cop car from an 80s movie.
Right in front of Fetter's parents' house, right on
Bellevue
right
Avenue, right in front of the middle school. Right in front of the middle school.
I'd still be in jail.
Oh my God.
Close to the coastal. What was it? God. It was like beige color. Yeah. And it was like a fucking
I remember you being out of the car. That was fucking crazy. That's funny.
They cuffed me.
I was like 17, maybe.
They cuffed me.
16 or 17. Well, I had to have been. I was sober.
You guys did some bad things.
Downward spiral after that, my
dude,
friend.
Dude, that was not a bad thing. I've done a lot of bad things. That was not bad.
Well, I know some of the things, but
you've been an accomplice to a couple of them.
I don't know what you mean. I may have been there. May have witnessed a few things.
I was. I've been speaking with Matt a lot recently.
Oh yeah.
And we've been talking about you a little bit.
Cash Money. How's he doing?
He's doing. He's doing well. He's doing okay.
Is he listening? Yeah.
He is not a listener.
Why?
I don't know. I told him what we do, but
you gotta get him hooked on that.
But he's hooked I'm just, on enough, I brought I'm this sure. up to Vu because this is common friends.
Yeah.
You still talk to him?
He's a strange.
Yeah, once in a while.
He's
yeah.
a strange bird.
Yes.
He only keeps so many friends, but Vu is one, and I am as well.
Right.
Am
right.
I right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he has any way to even listen to us.
We don't know if he has the internet machine.
Yeah, he might not have access
well, he
to
still
the online.
Lives right over there. He might just have enough fucking mental power to pick us up.
It is 2018, Ryan.
Well, broadcasting from HQ. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, who's that?
No. I don't know. I don't think you were a part of that. It was like him, Joey Holt, myself. A couple of guys, we used to take acid.
No,
over at his house, and his house was headquarters. HQ, and we're broadcasting from HQ every time we drop some acid and fucking. Yeah.
What's that like, John, taking LSD?
Are you turning me into Morgan?
I need
You're
to take,
to make Morgan.
I need to take a break from this podcast. For financial
it's,
reasons.
It's been 20 years, Casey. I haven't done LSD in 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. Almost. I was 18. The last time I did it, I was 18.
Holy shit.
And I'm going to be 37 in August, so.
Wow.
But,
I feel like 18,
really?
Yesterday.
That's the last time I took it, yeah.
Holy shit.
I
wanted
something. Now, mushrooms.
I feel like I just
done all kinds of mushrooms since then.
No, I took a break for a while.
Why is that so funny?
I mean, I definitely stopped taking acid. No, I've taken a bunch of mushrooms since then.
They're two completely different fucking animals.
I'll give you that.
They're completely different fucking creatures as far as that goes. Acid is fucking
but like,
hardcore. Mushrooms, not so much, dude. Like I can...
I'm just saying the debate was more between like being a meat eater and a vegan. And if you're doing one, you're fucking still you're a meat eater.
Well, yeah, but you can be a vegetarian and you still eat fish. Fuck you.
That's a pescatarian, I believe that's what they're called. Is that right?
I wouldn't know.
Yes, you would.
Probably
the
people
hugging.
That fucking knock on your doors and give you a pamphlet.
I'm a meat eater.
Are you? Yeah, but you know.
Through and through.
Carnivore.
Through and through. I'm sure you've spent a couple of years.
You're considered a carnivore.
Yeah, I don't think... even has a smartphone.
He doesn't.
No, I don't think he does.
We've talked about this, he and I.
Yeah.
He does not.
How'd you talk to him?
I think he accesses...
Well, his phone still works. It's just not a smartphone. He has a flip phone or whatever.
Yeah.
Landline.
He can access YouTube through his TV.
He has run out of battery before, and he has called me on the landline. And I've done the same thing to him, too.
Send me a telegram.
We'll talk for like 2 hours. You know, we get drunk and stupid and talk to each other, and our phone dies, so he has a landline, so do I, and yeah.
You have a landline.
Hmm?
I still have to figure out how.
I'll give you my number later if you're interested.
Can I sit up late at night with you on the landline?
I never answer my landline. I just have it.
I'm just calling you on the landline.
But my answering machine talks to me. It tells me who's calling.
On your TV? Does your TV tell you?
My TV does not tell me. I don't have it that hooked up.
Bet you it does.
But my little thing will say, it will say, like, you know, James, Adam.
If I would never call your landline. Never, actually, ever, never.
There is no fucking reason for you to ever call my landline.
I still have to figure out how to put the podcast onto YouTube without video. I know there's a way.
Sure there is.
Yeah.
I just don't know how. It's just one more thing that I have to add to the list of things that I have to do, Ryan, again. You know?
Like, this house automatically just shows up here every week.
Yeah, it's like this. All this stuff is automatically just hooked up, and all you have to do is turn the power on.
What do you think about the smartwatch?
Not much.
Casey's got a smartwatch. I was asking about it today.
He's got a Fitbit.
You weren't asking me about this today.
Stop lying. That's the first Stop lying for the today. Program, John.
He meant to ask you about
no one's
that today.
Buying it, John.
I lied. No, you know what? I was asking my brother-in-law about it yesterday, and I was very drunk, and it just rolled over. But you have one, too.
It's not quite a smartwatch. I
what
mean,
it cost?
It's kind of a smartwatch.
My brother told me it was $500.
That's for an iWatch or iPhone watch or
a
smart
Fitbit. $500.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Probably. But fucking new phone's
He told me. He said $500. What does it do for you?
It tells me
how
many
steps
I took a day.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be something?
And how many...
You might get one of those myself.
Obviously, since you're wearing it, you like it. It's cool. It's obviously useful. Does it take away from your phone a little bit? Do you not watch your phone as much since you have that?
No, because I don't have it hooked up. My
They're
phone
not
doesn't
linked?
Tell me. It's linked, yeah, but my phone doesn't tell me.
You don't read. Do you read messages on the watch?
No.
Do you watch YouTube video on
no.
the watch? So you don't make a phone call on the watch.
So is it just an accessory? Right. You might as well
it
have
counts.
A fucking Lance Armstrong fucking band.
It's
just,
what it is. It counts
as fucking shit. It's just gay.
I might as well have a fucking poor bracelet on my arm.
Yeah, you might as well.
People would be very confused. Because you're getting on first class with poor bracelets.
You are welcome between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m.
What?
I said you are welcome between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Your pool bracelet.
Poor. You got to start listening to the show.
You're not even a listener. You don't
start listening to the fucking shit.
You don't even
listen,
get
if I have to
references.
Listen to this nonsense, so do you. We're all going to start listening.
Well, I listen well, once well, in a while.
What the fuck is that?
Pepe.
Oh, my God. I just saw that. I've been here for fucking, what, an hour? Why are there...
Marionettes. Mexican marionettes. Because they're Pepe.
Marionette. Is that okay?
I think that's what they're called.
They disturb me.
Vu?
Why would I?
Are they Vietnamese?
No, I thought they were.
You know what?
Vietnamese and or Dutch?
I bought balloons yesterday for my kids' party, and there was piñatas there, and I really had a inner turmoil in myself. I'm like, I kind of want a piñata.
Just for yourself?
I saw a piñata on your floor.
Me,
you got
thinking,
one.
But I thought about the pinata, and I'm like, you know what? Then I got to fill it with candy. That's going to be a real big pain in the ass. So
there was a pinata on your floor today. You bought one.
It wasn't a pinata.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
What?
Which one? Spider-Man?
He doesn't even want to
You're
argue
not going to argue
about it?
Because
he got so drunk yesterday.
You don't remember buying a fucking pinata? Because
he's wrong. It's not a pinata.
Well, what is it, John? You don't know.
It was his third birthday. There's so many fucking toys in my house. It doesn't matter. It's like Toys R Us fucking burped and fucking
it's,
regurgitated.
It's just like a paper mache donkey that's
you are
filled
making
with candy,
up excuses
but it's not a
for
pinata.
Not remembering buying
but
a pinata. Yesterday.
It's not a pinata. It's not.
It's not.
It's not a pinata.
Hey, you have to take me home, motherfucker. Let's go back in my house and I'll prove it to you. It's not a pinata.
I will. I'll wait around for the update.
It's filled with candy and you can hang it from the ceiling, but it's not a pinata. That's not what's on the tag.
Hey, if he's correct. And it is a pinata. I will
bring a pinata here the next time you come.
I will admit that I'm wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. By bringing a pinata full of candy here the
and
next
a stick
time
and a blindfold.
I'll take care of that.
We're all doing three turns and taking a whack.
Won't take that long.
Oh, I wanted to ask you. I had talked to you earlier, and you said something about yelling at some roofers.
Oh yeah.
The ones in the sky?
They were on the roof.
It's World War II weekend, buddy.
No, it's not.
That was three, four, five like weeks ago. Ago.
That's what I'm saying. I'm referring to that.
You didn't hear DePay.
Jimmy said to you, he goes, Casey, it's World War II weekend.
Oh.
Those are planes. Yeah.
And Jimmy, look at Casey, you.
He goes,
you.
Oh, my God. He's like, those guys are really hammering out with the fucking nail gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy goes, those are fake machine guns. Well, dude, goes, World War II, he said, there's fucking bombers flying all over our area.
I've lived in Berks County my whole life, just like the rest of you fucking guys, and World War II weekend has been here since we were kids. I've never heard them firing machine guns every on year. The planes.
I have.
You live over there in your own little estate.
Dude, I work next to the fucking airport. Mountain. Carpenter is fucking next to the airport. I hear it every year.
I've never heard it. So sorry I mistook them for roofers.
Maybe you just weren't listening.
I can hear everything. Right.
Anyway, enough about that.
So last week in Knoxville, Tennessee, I went to check up on these roofers, and they weren't there Monday and Tuesday like they were supposed to be. So when they showed up on Wednesday, I was already...
You really let them have it.
I was already a little perturbed. So I got up there, and in our specs for our job, they are supposed to have someone in the store communicating with someone on the roof, telling them where the electrical line is, you know, on the ceiling, so they don't screw the insulation.
Yeah,
like,
it's a really good idea.
So when I got to the roof and they weren't doing that, I tried to tell the guy that, but he was didn't speak English.
Uh-huh.
So he called someone, his boss, and I was talking to him, and I explained to him how they needed to paint the electric, you know, paint the roof so they don't hit the electric line. And, oh, yeah, no problem. They checked that before. You know, there's no electric. There's no electric in that section.
Wrong answer.
About 15 minutes later,
boom! Power goes out.
Everybody just stopped working on the roof. I was like, well, this doesn't seem right. So I went down inside the store.
Sure enough.
And the pro desk at Home Depot was completely shut down. All the computers were out. They
cut the cat wire.
They cut something that didn't fucking work. So I went on.
That's
I went up,
fantastic.
I went back up on the roof and started screaming at people that couldn't understand English. And I was fucking pissed.
You felt good about it, didn't you? It's good to yell at somebody once in a while.
I mean, it sucked because I just explained to the fucking guys that they needed to be doing that. You know, and then they did that.
Is it your job to for them to know that?
Yeah.
Oh. That's not good.
No. So you can see why I was upset.
But you weren't in the wrong. I mean, you told them
what to do. Yeah.
They fucked up. You scolded them for it, but you still did your job. You told them.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
All you got to worry about, man.
You had told me about this because you sent me a picture of you frisbee golfing.
Yeah.
So more importantly, did you lose any disc golfs? Did you lose any discs?
No, this week I
did. No.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Fortunately, just in case.
Yeah, because I don't know that you got your name and address on
them
yet.
I didn't put my address on, but I do have my number on them in case anybody.
You frisbee golf? That's your thing?
Yeah. Played 36 holes last week, John.
That's a three.
No, I
want to
show you a picture, and I'm putting a challenge out to all of you.
I played 36 holes in Tennessee last week, John.
He doesn't care.
Pass it around. We're going to play some ball.
Pool basketball?
I'm not playing any basketball
and
with you.
We can do horse, or we can do 2-on-2, and I'll beat the shit out of you. 2-on-2, there are no rules.
John's supposed
there are
to
no
pass
fouls.
Out pictures of John.
There are no
John.
Fouls.
You should see this, everyone.
Okay.
We can elbow and fucking throw each other around. That's how me and my brother play.
Okay. All right.
Short guy, tall guy, doesn't matter. Just...
I'm in for horse.
So I played 36 holes of disc golf last week, John.
Is that your? Okay. Is that you into that?
Were you wearing sandals when you played?
Did
were
you say sandals? Did you say 36?
Yeah, 36 holes. Yeah,
of disc golf.
I played. I played
disc golf.
How much marijuana did you smoke while you played? Disc golf?
Most of it.
All
much
you
as
had.
I had.
As much as he could.
Was there a hacky sack involved at all? Did somebody have one somewhere?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, no hackers on the course.
No.
And then this was another funny thing in Tennessee. I went to Bojangles there, and the guy at the window, I paid with my company credit card, and he read the name of the of my company. He goes, analysis? What does that even mean?
Like Fred Armisen.
It's bow time.
I said, that means I travel around the country and inspect Home Depot God. Roofs and you work like at Bojangles.
You know what he said after that? Far out.
He goes, oh, man, that sounds really cool. I'm allergic to the sun, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course you are.
I'm allergic to the sun.
Oh, my God. I took everything I could do enough from not laughing directly in his face.
So where have you been lately, like this past week? Like
last week, John.
West Coast and stuff? Give us some stories, man. You see the fucking world, man. You see the country.
Last week,
we're
John.
We're stuck in Berks County, man.
Last week, I played 36 holes of disc golf in Tennessee.
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was in Tennessee last week, John. And the
played
week
disc golf.
The week before that, I was in Milwaukee.
Ooh. Which is an Indian name.
Mm-hmm. I was in Phoenix and Tucson.
Phoenix, Arizona.
No, not Tucson. I was in Cottonwood, Arizona. Hot there, very hot. 112 on the roof.
How much time did you spend
up on
humidity?
The
roof?
None.
And I went to play disc golf in Arizona, and it was 112 degrees, and
fuck
I got
that.
To the first hole, and I was like, fuck this.
Hey, let me ask you this, and I'm curious. How do you dress for your job? Being you're a boss, you have to go and command things to people. I imagine you're not wearing a fucking Danny Trejo shirt.
Trejo?
Trejo. Whatever. You want to be a... Funny? I can do that.
I love it. It's so funny. Why is this happening now? I mean, I guess it's okay. You're Portuguese. I don't know. Is that classified?
I get away with it at work.
I don't know where the silver lining is on this, but...
Oh, my God, John.
No one ever yells at me.
That doesn't make it okay, John.
No. You might get stabbed in the parking lot, though, one day.
All right. Well, you have the edit button. You can take that part out.
What?
Anyway.
Yeah.
I may or may not. You have a machete shirt
I'll definitely
shirt
be requesting to pull that out.
You have
it's not coming out
shirt
the first
on.
Cut.
What do you wear at work?
Like, it's going to be like the
like
first.
Like a polo? Like
I wear like what Jimmy wears. Like
okay, yeah, like a polo.
Like a polo
or a
shirt
up,
and
yeah.
just jeans.
It's called casual professional.
No, I went to see Sharky.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, you're a boss too. Yeah. Okay.
I went to see Jim Sharky and Ben out in Austin the one time. And they both said that I was dressed business casual.
That's what it is.
Okay. Business casual.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the way to the back.
It's your job. I was just curious, what you wear. Like, yeah. You're going across country. You got to look.
Unusually a
you
got
to look the job. I mean, you're a
usually
boss.
Usually wear a hat as well.
Okay.
Do you ever walk around the local area you're in and then try and dress like everybody else dresses in
cowboy
that area?
Boots and bolo ties.
No. Yeah.
No.
No.
I would have to spend a bunch of money to do that.
It's really expensive.
Cowboy boots are very
expensive. My brother got a pair and they were.
Yeah.
You're a boss. Make that boss money. You could buy some boss boots.
I could.
You're a boss
actually,
of people who don't understand the
I don't
language
know if
that
I
you
ever
speak.
Told you guys this, but actually one time while I was in Austin, Texas, I went to a cowboy boot dispensary or whatever they're called. Store. And I tried on
if I wouldn't have choked to death on the dough that was in my mouth right there. You just said cowboy boot dispensary.
Yes.
Let's go back a minute. Not every place that you buy drugs or wares or everything is called a dispensary.
Well, it is a pretty special place if you're going to buy cowboy boots.
Yeah, but
well,
they're generally
they
call them shoe stores.
Why don't they call like a marijuana
Casey, did
dispensary
they have,
a
did
marijuana
they,
store?
Casey.
A dispensary is somewhere where you would go to get medical something. It gives the illusion that people are going there for medicine.
Casey, yes or no? Were there Spurs?
Yes. I mean, they sold Spurs there.
Did they jingle jangle?
I think you could get ones that jingle jangled.
Have you ever owned a pair of chaps?
Maybe.
Have you ever worn them with nothing else on?
That's enough of this conversation.
Actually,
I want photos.
Actually, I have a pair of chaps at home with my name on them, Ryan.
He got them at the adult store up by Kutztown.
Well, it's been emotional. That's the end of Chicken Duck.
No, they were from when I was a small child.
Casey, you were never a small child.
I'm calling your father for a photo.
Did your cubs give them to you?
I really want to see that photo.
Well,
that's the shit should be up on your Facebook.
My mom
posts.
My mom is a listener.
Not my bowl cut every goddamn week holding the leaf.
My mom is a listener, so Mom, if you have any pictures of me in the chaps, Jimmy would like to see it. So
everyone would like to see it.
Yeah. Put out a request for that out there.
But yes,
I think we'll all pitch in to get a billboard right across from Sheetz.
Saturdays.
Oh, that'd be funny.
See, drive by Sheetz.
Saturdays with Chicken Duck. Yeah. It's just a picture of me and Chaz.
Yes.
Our new logo.
What else?
Is your wife checking up on you, Johnny?
No, it's my friend from work. He's asking how we work this week.
Oh, so
he's in Bermuda.
From Bermuda or in Bermuda?
He's in Bermuda. He's from Colombia, but he's in Bermuda.
So you know how I said I played the 36 holes at disc golf last week?
About a dozen times, yes, Case.
I saw that.
Is that the end of, end of the story?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No, sometimes.
Stopped.
Like, I would have. I wanted to ask you guys about this. I would have played more rounds of disc golf. I actually. Sometimes.
More than 36.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Sometimes what I do is I drive to courses, and if I see, like, more than, like, six people there, I just drive away.
That's. Not surprising at all, to be honest with you. The only surprising part of that is that I would put six as a pretty
high number.
Yeah, I would think more like if you saw anybody, you'd be like, yeah, I'll just try the next place. It's only 40 miles down the road. I could just smoke this little joint. And I'll be there.
I could finish this number on my way.
I better roll another number. No, I usually don't have marijuana.
Right, I know. I'm only...
Not regular marijuana.
I was just using a little creative.
Marijuana? Marijuana's not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke. Nobody remembers Bob Saget.
Everybody remembers John. Everybody. We just don't repeat it. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Now we have
the
title and one of the intros.
Sure. I think the cold open's going to be mostly John this week.
I'm just on.
Dollar Shave Club.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
It's not a sponsor.
I want to know about it. I want to be a part.
They're not, but they should be.
They will be after this episode.
I want to be a part of it.
Maybe the Dollar Shave Club and the bidet people should take a look at what we got to offer.
Oh, I,
250 people we reached.
I did email tushy.com. I got no response.
I need to buy one. Maybe
how
that'll
do
up
you
your
shave?
Your cred.
How do I shave?
Like,
what?
What?
He's got a fucking beard. So you just shave your neck.
I trim with.
That's it.
It's a fucking legitimate question.
I'm gonna answer it, John. Let me answer.
But they're laughing at me.
Well, the rest of the hair doesn't just fall off at that length.
I have a trimmer, like a
electric
razor that I trim this with, and then if it's overgrown,
is that what it sounds like? I'm confused.
It's a little louder than a Sonicare, but
I got a Sonicare from my dentist last time I was.
Did
there.
You?
Yeah, from Dr.
But
Mark.
Not quite. Oh, now he's back. Vibrator.
Maybe he should be a sponsor.
George Tickler.
Speaking of Columbia.
So, John, what I do is I trim with the razor, the electric trimmer, down here, if there's any, and then I just do under here, you know? And then I actually have this tool. It's a stainless steel tool that is a line shaper that I put put on my face here.
I got you. I know what you mean.
And I can just go, and it makes a perfect.
On both sides. No, your beard is nice. Yeah, quite trimmed up. Yeah.
And but when I don't feel like doing that, I go to Anthony's, and Wilson does it for me.
Wilson.
That was old. Is he halfway from the fence, Wilson?
Wonderful no. story.
Do you get that one? Did you get that one?
John asked me how I did my beard, so that's how I do it.
Yeah, no, I'm,
if it's an awful story, I'm sorry. I didn't say it's it was about an me awful. Shaving my fucking beard.
I said, what a
and
wonderful
by the way,
story.
Jimmy now
but I don't
is
know
like
I did
me.
Wrong.
I haven't seen Jimmy like this in years. He's completely cue bald.
No, I'm not.
You are.
This is shave with a zero.
That's the cleanest I've seen.
Oh, zero.
So Dollar Shave Club.
DSC.
I got this a long time ago.
I can't.
Loot Crate.
Loot Crate, gotta get it in there.
I'm gonna send this whole episode to Trisha as soon as we're done. You're in so much trouble.
In trouble for what? She knows what I am.
You're joking. Just John.
It's just John.
So,
Loot Crate. Dollar Shave Club.
You're not going to surprise her with anything.
No, I wouldn't send it to her anyway. Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah.
Back on the team. I had it years ago. Built up a bunch of blades. Somehow lost the handle. And got the starter pack for $5 for the executive handle. Which, incidentally, fits the old blades.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's good
All
news.
All the blades are
interchangeable with the handles. So, yeah, I'm good for a little while, but I got it. I think every 3 months I have my deliveries. And
they have these things too, John. They're called One Wipe Charlies. They're
free.
Butt wipes.
They're for your butt.
Very nice.
Okay.
But I don't use them anymore because I have a bidet. So,
segue right into that.
Well, I wanted to go back to the Dollar Shave Club
that's
quick.
That's a whole different thing we're going to talk about. But my cousin, he was over at my house yesterday for my kids' party, and he texted me one time and said, Dollar Shave Club, you're welcome. That's it, because he's a baldy like me. He shaves his head. He says, it's amazing. He said, cheap, the blades are good. And
the shave butter is amazing.
How much does it cost? Is it expensive?
No, it's like
the starter thing was $5.
Yeah, to get started, it's $5, and then if you
blade,
want,
I'm sorry, handle four blades, small thing of the butter, and a small thing of shower gel that smells really good. That's what I was smelling myself, and then three or four one wipe Charlies, and you get single packs.
Okay.
And then every month it's either like $6, $8, or $10.
Okay,
that's
now,
not bad.
Or every however often you get
for four
it.
Four blades. For four of the executive
right.
blades.
Yeah.
So. Which is like
how often
better than.
Do you use the blade?
I only ever use
like,
it.
I just started shaving again today.
You and I shave our face and our head.
No.
So how many.
Stop saying that. I don't shave my head.
Oh, that's clippers?
You're just bald.
That too, fucks.
Fat
and bald.
So am I, dude. I'm not. I'm
fat
not
and bald,
you. I'm
Jimmy.
Bald
fat and bald.
How many times can you use the blade before you toss it again?
I literally just told you. I just started shaving again today. Okay.
John, I use it one time, but you could definitely get more than one use
you
out of it.
You throw it away after one time?
I get like four. I use a Mach.
Yeti?
I shave.
Five or whatever the fuck it is, Gillette Fusion. I get four uses.
I shave. And then I go to work for the week. So when I get back, I don't want to use that blade that's been sitting there.
Why?
Getting
it's steel. It's
filthy
metal.
For
you can
days.
Just clean it.
Where do you leave it in the mud?
Yeah, don't you clean it when you're finished?
Stick it on the ground?
It's fucking steel.
In the shower with your soap? No, do you not use your soap week to week either?
Is this the same blade you use to do your undercarriage?
No.
Well, no, he'll soap.
No, he's got a straight blade.
And
that.
Then throw it away because he goes to work for a week.
That's intricate work.
He likes to live dangerously.
Yeah, that's why I don't. That's why I get
living on the edge.
He's
got this curved thing for his taint that he's stainless steel puts down there, and then he just zoop right off.
Takes three AAA batteries.
Makes it perfectly.
You're living large over there.
Makes it smooth.
So, Dollar Shave Club,
Dollar Shave Club.
Bottom line, get on it, Dollar Shave Club.
I'm gonna put out. I'm gonna reach out today.
See, I have a Harry's.
I tried Harry's when I was on vacation, and I was pretty disappointed.
Oh,
really?
I got to be honest with you. This right here feels pretty nice. This is all about the Dollar Shave Club.
Can I come over and feel
you
it?
You look nice. If you want. I'll give you that. You look nice.
Truth be told, this was from yesterday. I haven't even shaved today.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's what I mean.
Jimmy is looking a little quite stubbly. Handsome. He looks
The shave butter, though, is where it's at.
Shave butter.
Even if you want to continue to use Harry's and get the shave bar, that's where it's at.
Okay.
Not foam. It's nice. No it's lather. It's just a
little, like a butter.
Like a butter.
Like a butter.
For your face.
Shave butter.
Probably could eat it if you wanted to. It's probably just like coconut oil.
So, the tushy.
Oh, the bidet. What do you want to know?
I
want to know.
How's it been working? How's it been working for you?
I
want to
know everything.
You have a bidet?
Yeah.
You have a machine in your house that shoots water into your bunghole.
Yeah. I sure do, John. And I wish that I could take it with me everywhere I go.
I was thinking the portable bidet would be where it's at, because I really like to poop at work.
Well, they call this a portable bidet, but it attaches to your toilet. I mean, you could, if you wanted to take it with you to places, you could. It's not like a...
So if I wanted you need to bring enough, your own water supply?
No, it attaches to the toilet.
Where does the water come from?
It comes from the source of the toilet, like where the water comes from.
Doesn't sound portable.
Well, so you gotta run a hose down to the base. Obviously.
It comes with it. The attachment thing connects to the pipe that comes out of your floor for the bathroom. Then it goes to the bidet, and then another hose continues to the toilet.
Do you giggle
toilet.
Every time you use it?
No.
I would. I would laugh if something's... I just think it would be funny.
If I took it to work, would I not need to drill into the pipe at work?
No. Not at all.
I wouldn't need a wrench.
You would need a wrench.
You would need a wrench.
But you don't need to drill into anything. It you turn the water off.
It's an adapter.
Yeah,
it
it's an adapter.
Hooks in. Yeah.
You take turn the water off to your toilet. Drain the toilet. Make sure all the water's out of it, out of the tank in the back. You disconnect that. You hook the bidet thing up to that. And it's done. You just got to adjust
really
it to the left
one.
To your right.
Cleaning your rear end here by Chicken Duck.
This is much better than the last conversation we had about cleaning your ass.
I'm curious, though. I mean, it shoots the water up in your booty hole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've never on the water jets at the pool or anything?
Yeah, but if I would poop on them, I'd poop on. You know what I mean?
Can you lower and increase the pressure?
No,
does it move out of the way or something? And then when you're done, it slides in position.
Can I make it come out in like a star pattern or like?
is there an app where you have to like boom headshot it or
now
something?
Now you're talking, dude.
Why would you want a visual of that?
No, you play like Space Invaders, but with your butthole.
Is it a straight shot, or is it like anti-lock brakes? It's like bup, 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 bup.
No, it's a straight shot.
Is it a constant stream, or can you make it like...
It's a constant stream. Yeah,
and there's nothing that like pokes up there?
No,
What goes through your mind when you feel that on your butt?
Your question, Ryan, was how does it not get... stuff on it? Was that like
right, like is this thing just in the toilet?
No,
like,
it actually because
I need to just be toileting on it.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
No.
It's as far back, you know, where the toilet makes the U, where like the all the way at the back of the toilet seat,
yeah,
like towards the tank. It's under that, and it's just a straight piece of plastic that goes down like that.
And up into your asshole.
And then when the water comes out, it's on an angle.
It shoots up on an angle.
Up into your asshole. Waiting to say it.
Does it have a nickname? It should.
No.
Did you give your bidet a nickname?
I did not.
Why not? If you had to give your bidet a nickname, what would you give it?
Anybody want a beer?
Nope. No,
thank you.
I'm going to have some.
What else do we got? Oh, so I went to... in Knoxville, they have a good Waffle House. You ever eat at a Waffle House?
Nope.
Pretty good.
I've heard. I've been watching some YouTube videos.
So,
not the Waffle House I went to.
No?
Disappointment.
Honestly, I can't remember.
Like goddamn candy.
Might have been this one's blue raspberry, but the Waffle House. I believe it's a Waffle House up by the Sands Casino.
Okay.
And I don't really remember if the food was that good, but the place looked like.
Well, they all look.
Well,
like
that's
shit.
What makes it awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's the.
It looks
of
like
it.
A shithole.
Yeah, place. It's a fucking Waffle House, yeah. Ryan. That's the point.
Well, it could look clean.
No, then it wouldn't be a waffle. It would be something else.
What the
then
fuck?
It would be like IHOP or
right.
something.
IHOB.
Denny's.
Yeah, what is with the IHOP?
They serve burgers now.
Oh.
I guess.
That's it.
International House of Burgers? I don't know. I just saw stuff about that.
Okay.
I don't really know what the whole deal is. Are they really changing the name or not?
I don't know. I doubt it.
I don't know. How. Why would they? I mean, it would make no sense.
I don't know. But anyway, so I went to...
grapes? Waddle, waddle.
So I went to Waffle House, and the first day I was there, no problems. Well, it wasn't really a problem.
Wait,
the second
like,
day.
You slept there?
I slept over in Knoxville. And
so you went to a shithole more than once?
Yeah.
You went to
it was good.
Waffle House 2 days in a row.
For breakfast, yeah. There's not a whole lot of other things going on in this town I was in.
Okay.
What's the fucking condition with me going to the same restaurant 2 days in a row? Mm. How many days did fucking McDonald's you go to?
All of them.
Yeah, you go to McDonald's every day and get the exact same thing every day.
I'm cheap. That's what I do. Go ahead. Keep it up with your Waffle House story.
So,
what'd you have?
I had the first day I had steak and eggs. And
was this at the Waffle House?
Yes, at the Waffle House in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And steak, eggs, and what else
grits?
Do I have? No grits.
No grits?
Not a fan of grits.
Really?
No.
Why?
I just don't like them.
It's too gritty?
Yeah, I think so. And no potatoes and no toast, I said. No problem. Got my order exactly as ordered. The next day when I went there, it was a different waitress and
same plate.
I didn't order the same food.
No, it came on the same plate. They didn't even wash it.
And I said no potatoes and no toast. So when my food got there, she said, "Does everything look good?" I said, "Everything looks great, except I didn't order this toast." It's not a big deal. You just don't eat the toast. And she goes, "Well, at least you're not being charged for it." Well, even if there was a charge for the toast, I wouldn't be paying for it because I didn't fucking ask for it.
That's the point where you take your fist and you slam it on the table and make this silverware jump up. I didn't ask for any toast.
Did you?
I didn't say that. I just said, okay.
Did they know who you were?
You fucking Casey Shearer.
I think
Shearer,
they
dude.
Might have because I was there the day before.
No. Did Casey. They know who you were, though?
Like
no.
you said initially. Just don't eat the toast.
I didn't. I didn't eat the toast, John.
Yeah, no,
but you
no
know what?
Deal. No big deal.
You know why I
he
asked?
Left it, he left it as a tip.
Their fucking job sucks way more than your job. So
do you know
go.
Why I say no toast, though, John?
Why?
Because that toast looks so goddamn good sitting in front of me, and I don't want to eat it.
Why
but
don't
when
you
the toast
it?
Is sitting there.
Why don't you want to eat it?
You ate the toast.
You ate the fucking
you
toast.
No,
the
I
toast.
Didn't eat the toast. But it was so fucking tempting.
Are you watching your waistline?
I'm trying, yeah. I lost 17 pounds.
I'm trying to, and I'm not doing very well with it. But
I lost 17 pounds.
Miller Lite might not December. Be as light as they claim.
Not if you drink 20 of them.
Right. 24.
Bingo.
Yeah, well. 2 months ago, I was 196, and the last time I weighed myself, I was 205.
Jesus.
It's all Miller Lite.
No, it's mostly cheeseburgers. I eat a lot of fucking cheeseburgers. Seriously. Like, drive-thru is fucking my downfall.
Eat the burger, but not the bun. The bread is where it gets you.
Now, how do I do that while I'm operating my motor vehicle?
You could always go inside.
I'm going to take the fucking buns
or stop eating at fast food restaurants.
Just order it with no bun.
There you go. That's a novel idea there.
Coming from the guy
stop eating at fast food restaurants.
Coming from the guy who had Bojangles last week, and then later I was like, I wonder what that Crystal tastes like down the road. Crystal.
You wear it well, though. You're not fat.
Is just like White Castle.
I've never seen you fat in my life.
And boy, were they good.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of White Castle.
No?
No.
Crystal was actually better, I think.
You're not than a fan White of White Castle?
No.
I love White Castle.
I don't know what it was. I went to, I think we drove up to
probably
because
the
Allentown.
Place was dirty.
Maybe. Well, I went to, I immediately left White Castle and went to McDonald's drive-thru, so.
How about fucking Popeyes?
What about it?
Muhlenberg.
It's coming soon.
Before I went to Dean the other day, I went to the Battery store across the street on Fifth Street, and I asked the guy, I said, what the fuck's up with Popeyes? I said, you work here, you see this every day. I said, what are they doing? He goes, dude, it drives me nuts. He said, I don't know. They're just not finished. I said, I'm going to burn it down.
Okay.
You haven't. Well. You've gone this fucking far. I've been waiting for it. I see the commercials on television. I want it, and you're just not giving it to me. I'm going to fucking
there's
light
fucking,
a fire.
There's
well,
literally,
it's been emotional.
There's literally four other places within a stone's throw of that building that you can get fried chicken. What is so great about Popeyes that you want to burn a building
because
down?
Because I see the commercials
you,
on TV
commit a
and
felony.
I want it.
Have you,
I want what they have, and I can't have it, Jim.
Go to
that's why.
Go to Redner's and get a six or an eight piece.
Have you ever had Popeye's chicken?
Never.
So it's, you don't even know what the fucking thing tastes
it's the
like.
Fucking,
I know, but I'm excited.
Listen, it's the what's the shitty seafood place?
Long John Silver's.
Okay, it's the Long John Silver's of
chicken.
Fried chicken.
I have had that. There's one of those next to Cabela's.
It's shit.
There.
Actually,
it wasn't very good.
When I called the cops on that guy for beating his son in wherever I was, I think I had Popeye's that day.
That's probably what pushed you over the edge. Well, they are. They're like demoing the McDonald's and making it a mega McDonald's.
What?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
On Fifth Street.
Used to be the Hess station there.
Yeah.
That's been, you know, vacant for how long?
Did they tear it down?
They're leveling the whole thing. They're making it a giant McDonald's.
I haven't been over there in so long.
You got to get up on your fast food game, man.
I'd rather
just
not.
Take a trip down the corridor once in a while for old time's sake.
Drive down the strip.
Nah. Put your top down.
The chair blowing the wind.
On the bottom of my list as far as fast food goes. Anyway.
How does it go? What's
on the bottom of everybody's list. The problem is they're fucking a dollar will get you like a double cheeseburger. Not anymore.
I go triple cheeseburger. Though.
What's
three,
the list of
fast you're wondering food why you're on 15 pounds.
What's the list? What's your...
That's a wide... I mean, what do you consider fast food?
He said
food?
McDonald's drive-throughs? Is on the fucking... At the end of the bottom of the list. So he's got to have a list.
Let me think.
Are we talking about value?
Well, it depends on what I want.
Like,
if I want a chicken sandwich...
Flavor to
place,
value ratios?
If I want a burger, it'd be a different place. But
where
okay.
Do you go for
here
a chicken
we, here,
sandwich?
Here we go. Number one, Chick-fil-A. Drive-through, hands down, Wendy's. I can get chili. I get a side salad. Their burgers are great. Chicken nuggets.
I agree with that, but because the Frosty and the burgers, that's it. I could only ever go to Wendy's for the rest of my life and only ever get a deluxe burger and a Frosty. I'm good.
Second?
And I think the vanilla Frosty is sacrilege.
I love the vanilla Frosty.
Are you serious?
No. Yeah, I'm serious, yeah. I will only get the vanilla Frosty.
Why?
I could go either way.
Because I like
I get the chocolate, but sometimes I get the
I like vanilla.
I get the vanilla as well. Yeah,
they're both fucking weird.
Second, Burger King.
All right.
Can't beat and the Whopper. Don't give me the angry Whopper. Don't give me the fucking any of the bullshit they're promoting.
I burped the Whopper up for like a month.
With the
I'll
original.
I'll take the Big Mac over the Whopper any day.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I disagree with you. But
yeah,
I normally
get it very
I
often.
Normally go Big Mac over Whopper, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
In reality, it would be the Quarter Pounder over the Whopper, I think. Or
yeah, I think.
Right. There's no such thing as a Quarter Pounder. You get the double Quarter Pounder.
Sorry.
I used to be
they have that big Santa Fe thing now. I haven't had that yet.
I used to be a McDonald's Big Mac guy, but I prefer the Whopper as well now, John.
The greatest.
And with a vanilla Frosty.
Breakfast sandwich
I drive
in the world.
To two different places.
I've done that. I do it all the time. McDonald's $1 soda gets me every day. Every day.
Steak, egg, and cheese bagel. McDonald's is the greatest
not bad.
Breakfast
it's
sandwich.
It's pretty good.
It's
sausage biscuit. Dollar. Done.
Biscuit?
Sausage biscuit. No egg, no cheese, sausage, and biscuit.
I don't
it's
care
delicious.
For the biscuit.
That's it.
I like
no
the bagel.
No fucking sausage and biscuit.
And a coffee. Yeah.
What's on the biscuit?
Grease.
You eat a dry biscuit.
Is it a maple sausage?
Sausage.
What's on the biscuit? Sorrow.
Sausages. Sausages.
fast food list.
He's got like 14 more beers.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any exotic fast food places that, you know?
I don't have exotic, but okay, so we did Wendy's, Burger King was two. Third, I'm gonna bring in Think Outside the Bun. I'm gonna go with Taco Bell.
No. Not even on the list.
I never go to Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
You live in Reading.
Really?
No way.
You live in Reading. You can get tacos 10 million times better for half the price in town.
He doesn't like those.
I like it.
He doesn't like going in there, Jim.
I don't care. He works down. Dude, whatever. I'm not even arguing. Taco Bell is disgusting unless you can't shit. Then it's a great idea.
A guy like him can't go down there in the city and get tacos.
Sure he can.
Dude,
you
were waiting for it.
Luke Great.
I got very upset with the people at Bojangles one time. I went in and I asked, you know, I said, well, my chicken, that one spicy. Well, we don't do that anymore. Well, what do you mean? It used to be mild or spicy. Well, we don't do that anymore. It's just one
they
way.
Don't have spicy chicken at Bojangles.
We
anymore?
Just do it one way now.
What?
I'm like, well, fucking whatever, man. Give me what you got.
Throw you a pack of the hot sauce.
And that's, I didn't curse at him, but I did say that. Like, whatever, give me what you got. But they used to be spicy or mild.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you get the hot sauce then? You get the little sauce?
No.
A little sauce for the side?
No.
You know what I had the other day?
It is Texas Pete. Yeah.
I do not get the sauce. I got my own sauce at home. It's much better.
You know what I have at home? Danny Trejo hot sauce. And a bidet, yeah. After I eat tacos and the Danny Trejo hot sauce. Perfect.
Bidet it up.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I'm sure Danny Trejo would really appreciate that, though. All right, so thanks to our sponsors, Danny Trejo's Hot Sauce.
Tushy.com, Bidets.
And Dollar
Shave Club, and Loot Crate.
Yeah.
One of those four are actually a sponsor. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
You got anything else, gents?
I wanted to ask you about the No Phony podcast. What was that whole thing you were telling me about, continuing stories or something?
What?
Oh, yeah. So this, you know, the No Phony podcast network that we're on? There's a podcast on there called Two Girls on a Bench, and they're writers. And this network guy had an idea for the podcast for them to start, like, a story, to write, like, a story, and then pass it on to the next podcast. And then they write, like,
I like that idea. Very creative.
So then,
I'm being serious. I just look like an asshole.
You're being serious. You just look and sound like an asshole.
Well, the sound is for the listeners.
They don't get the visual. So,
by the way, for the listeners, the visual is quite nice. Jimmy's cleaned up. He looks good. God.
From the Dollar Shave Club, by the way.
Remember,
Shave Club.
John sucks dicks for coke.
Bob Saget. That's that.
So, that's what it is.
That's what.
So, I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but, would you be a part of that? Would you like to be a part of that, James?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's wrap this up.
How do I know that the fucking intro for this episode is going to be, I suck dick for coke?
Oh, I can guarantee you.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
Drink another beer, John.
Thanks, everybody. That's it for episode 80.
FROME.
Hey. How'd that guy go?
It's been emotional, folks.
How'd that guy go? In Nashville or Knoxville?
Hey, everybody. Well, everybody, have a great week from Chicken Duck. That'll take care of episode 80.
I'm going to do the whole episode like that next week. All right. No. What are we doing next week? Anything exciting? Bichetti and Jimmy.
No, you know what we're doing exciting? He's going to bring that fucking bidet thing over. We're going to fucking hook it up right over here.
No, absolutely he's not.
We're all going to take turns shooting water in our butt.
I want to feel the power under my legs, brother.
I'd rather try before I buy.
Yeah.
I want to have a little run with it.
Why don't you just invite us all over?
A dry run?
No, yeah.
I'm not using my bidet.
Come on, dude.
Come on.
We're all friends.
All right, everybody. It's been emotional. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Look, I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.